and you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio for VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. I think it's safe to say it's been a challenging year to be the new CEO of Vermont Gas Systems. The company has been in the news for the controversial natural gas pipeline it's planning to run to Addison County. Well, after 1 year on the job, CEO Don Rendell held a news conference earlier today to reflect and to provide updates on the company's various projects. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has been covering Vermont Gas during Rendell's tenure, and he's here to talk with us now. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Alex.
Much of the focus in the past year for Vermont Gas has been on its pipeline to expand service to Middlebury. What did Rendell have to say about that today?
So he said there's been a lot of progress in making agreements with landowners to get right-of-way where the pipeline might cross their property. And here's what he said about that.
I'm very pleased to say that we are today in agreement with 160 out of 164 landowners.
Another thing he said that was noteworthy was that the pipeline is actually going to go around the property of Jane and Nate Palmer. They've been very involved in the anti-pipeline activism, and they're actually in this public service board case against Vermont Gas fighting this pipeline. And the company made the decision recently to just circumvent their property instead of trying to figure out an agreement there.
Taylor, you reported 2 weeks ago that after all this debate, after talk of eminent domain, the commissioner of the State Department of Public Service said Vermont Gas may consider pulling the plug on the project this winter. What's all that about?
Quite simply, that's all about regulatory uncertainty. After the project went from $86.6 million to a projected $154 million last year, the Public Service Board, which regulates utilities in the state, decided they might want to take another look. And they haven't said, definitely, we're going to review this. But that's what we've been waiting for most of the summer, is their ruling one way or the other about whether Vermont Gas can proceed. And the company has said that by January 8th, they really need that decision. Otherwise, they might not be able to go forward.
So what's holding the state up from making that decision?
Ironically, it's an agreement that was designed to actually speed up the process, an agreement between the Department of Public Service and Vermont Gas that would limit the amount of money that Vermont Gas can collect from ratepayers to reimburse themselves for the construction project. Opponents say it was a backroom deal between the company and the regulators, but Rendell and the Department of Public Service both say that it's a really good thing for Vermonters, and here's what Rendell said about it this morning.
It is an agreement that we reached after a vigorous negotiation. It's an agreement that we reached with the public advocate who was protecting their consumers, the ratepayer, on their side of the table.
And while he says that, the Department of Public Service actually won't provide any of the correspondence between Vermont Gas and the department as they worked on this deal. So it's really hard to say what the department was representing as they worked on it.
You mentioned this January 8th deadline that Vermont Gas is pegged into the ground. The $154 million question is, if they don't hear from the state by that time, will they pull the plug on the project?
Well, the answer today from Don Rendell definitely wasn't no. Here's his answer to that question from this morning.
We will be looking at what the best thing to do is as we review where we are on January 8th. I hope and look forward to having a decision by January 8th and working based on that decision.
So it's not a no, but he is still confident that the project will be able to move forward. I think we'll have to wait and see what happens by January 8th to know what level of confidence Vermont Gas has in that.
So what happens next year?
There's going to be some hearings in December about this agreement between Vermont Gas and the Department of Public Service, because the Public Service Board is trying to decide how much they're supposed to weigh that agreement as they consider the impacts of those cost increases on the pipeline's worth to the state. Because ultimately, what they have to decide is whether or not the project is in the overall public good of Vermonters.
VPR reporter Taylor Dobbs has been covering Vermont Gas Systems' efforts to build a pipeline to Addison County. Taylor, thank you.
Pleasure to be here.